Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hi, it's Joyce Keller. I'm here for you for another 30 minutes. Jam-packed full of ESP. God knows what else. But because I am live every Wednesday at 3:30 to 4 o'clock, I'm here for you. You can email me while we're on the air or off. It doesn't matter. But while we're on the air, I'll try to get to your questions and your calls. I can't take phone calls, but I can take emails. That's crazy, right? Well, that's what Blog Talk Radio is allowing me to do now. So you can go to my website, which is my name, Joyce Keller, JoyceKeller.com, and you can go to my email that way, or you can email me directly at JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com. My only email address. I only have one phone number listed. Don't call me because I probably won't pick up. I won't be able to because I have a 24/7. So I have to kind of not listen to it too much. Once in a while, I'll listen. I'll hear the calls that have come in. But if you need something in a hurry, or you need service, or if you'd like a reading or something, you can always go to my website or you can email me, JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com, and I will be beyond thrilled to hear from you. Okay, we're live every Wednesday, 3:30 to 4 o'clock, and you can reach me now. If you'd like a reading, you can book it through my website. Let's see what's happening. Okay, today is Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. We're almost finishing the month of September. Does it seem to you like it's going very fast? Well, let's see what's in the news. Oh, by the way, I'm going to have two stories of the week coming up. But right now, we're going to do the basic news. And this show is not political. We try not to make it political. But it's human. So... Now, I don't have any political affiliation, so, you know, don't think I'm going to be promoting anything. But tonight is the big Republican political debate. Trump is not going to be there. He already knows. He's probably going to be running for president, so he doesn't have to go to the debate. But DeSantis will be there, and Ramaswamy, I love his name, Ramaswamy. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie, Governor Doug Burgum, and Mike Pence. These people don't have a chance. They don't have a snowball's chance in hell. But they're out there anyway. So I think this is the second Republican debate. I'm not even going to bother watching it. Why would I? Okay. I wanted to say a big hi to the one and only Mr. Luca. Whoop! And also to my very dear June. I know you're doing well, June. Okay. Let's see. Upcoming election. We have questions coming in, so I'll try to address them as they're coming in. Some of them have come in already. So we've tried to put that all together. The upcoming election. Biden is fading away, but you know what? There are so many versions and variations of Biden. Have you ever seen, okay, it's the web, so it's probably somewhat tampered with, but I saw something. There were 8 pictures of Biden, Biden's head, and they were all different. They were all Biden, but they were all different. And I said, wow, he must have a lot of copies. So one of those copies may or may not be running. I think he's probably close to, the real Biden is close to fading away. But they may come up with another Biden. I really can't even make a psychic prediction about that because that's really a hard call. Let's see. Barring a miracle. I do see Michelle Obama popping up. So she may be either running alone as president or vice president. I don't know, but I do know she's she's saying she doesn't want to run, but trust me, I think she has 1 foot in the game already and probably running against Trump. So you have Biden and or Michelle. And again, oh, please, I don't want to be this political, but I have to just say something else about Trump. This is so unfortunate because this doesn't even have to do really with Trump as much as our political system. He lost a civil lawsuit, which means that in his case, he can't have any kind of, the way I understand it, excuse me, he can't have any kind of real estate deals or political dealings in New York City or in New York. And his hands are kind of tied. So he that's going to cost him big time because that's really terrible. Now, I don't know if it's just real estate or what we're actually talking about here, but the civil lawsuit came down on him very, very hard. You have to ask yourself, whatever happened to the Clinton Foundation funds? There were zillions in there, and she lost, and that was all like washed away. All the people who had donated money to the Clintons, forget that. It's all gone. And what about investigating that or Biden and company and all their political dealings? But the whole political system is very dirty, and I'm not talking about anybody, okay? But they all need to go. Oh, my goodness. It needs to be cleaned up. A lot of questions about the days of darkness. It may happen if everything just goes dark and suddenly everything seems to shut down. Stay inside. It means we're having a reset of the planet, which may actually happen. Anytime from October on, people are saying, well, what's going to happen October 4th? Well, planetary changes. A lot of things happen that we don't know about. They just happen. I wanted to say something about there were questions about remote viewing. I really didn't know what it was, so I had to look it up. Oh, I had to ask my guides, my cosmic team, and they said, well, that's what you do. I said, really? Right. People have been asking a lot about remote viewing. What it is that you can actually do a reading or see whatever the object is, whatever you're interested in targeting, and you don't have to actually see them physically. And that's what I've been doing for years. I've been doing readings either by phone, mail, in some cases texting, because my guides do it. They just take it over and they just do it. And I said, oh, thank you. That's great. Okay. It's working of the mind or ESP on the part of the viewer without actually having a physical presence. I don't even remember the last time I did a physical reading. I don't remember. But I do a lot. If you want information about my reading or services, just go to my website, which is my name, JoyceKeller.com. What is the Apple Air tape? Oh, Apple Air tag. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. What my guides are telling me is that this is terrific. It's also terrible. It's an Air tag, which is available, of course, on Amazon, which has everything. It's a tracking device, so you can find things. I mean, ostensibly, it was put out there so we could find things like our keys, of course, which you can never find, or our glasses, which are probably on our head. But it can also track people and children and cheating spouses and you have to read my emails to come in. Will this put an end to cheating spouses? Well, let's say it's going to cut back a lot. They're being tracked. Okay. About Mars. Oh, I don't know about Mars. Okay, about Maui. The 8-8, August 8th fires. Again, you have numerology, 8-8. Wow. So apparently what it has come down to, and this is really, really tragic, 31 children are still missing and presumed dead, or they may have been kidnapped. No one knows where the 31 children are. At least 97 people have passed away, and 31 people are still unaccounted for. Now, that's the latest correct information. Okay? There were 2,000 homes destroyed, and question, was laser technology used? I believe it was. I believe laser tech, is that right? Advanced laser technology was definitely involved, and it will be used again, and it has been used in the past. And it's a definite situation of targeting. Okay, is it a real estate grab? Most definitely. So a lot of the area that was not that productive, there were like ordinary people living there, like regular people who worked in hotels and so forth. My cosmic team is telling me that it was decided to destroy it and upgrade it eventually. So it will be a real estate grab. Yes. Okay. Was it deliberate? I would have to say yes. Will Bruce Springsteen be okay? Apparently he has a peptic ulcer. He'll be okay, but he's going to be canceling a lot of the concerts that he had planned. Okay, let's see. Personal question from Tina, asking about her relationship with Nick. Tina and Nick. Once a cheater, usually always a cheater. A cheater is going to continue cheating in most cases. Can a leopard change his spots? My mother always said no. A leopard does not change his spots. Okay, so I would say to Tina, if you go to therapy with him, there's a chance that he might actually shape up. I don't want him to hurt you again, Tina. This has been a long, long, long passage for you. And you have put up with a lot of his shenanigans. And he will cheat right in front of you. You'll be out with him in a restaurant, and he'll be coming on to other women. And, you know, love can only go so far. At a certain point, you have to say, that's ridiculous. Come on. So, Tina, again, you have to use your own free will, your own judgment. Okay. Here's my story of the week. Oh, this is terrible. A perfectly healthy or relatively healthy woman walked into a hospital in Ohio because she had to have what's known as a heart catheterization, where it's non-invasive. It's not a big deal at all. They run a catheter through the vein, usually in your ankle up to your heart. They take pictures of it, and they decide what you need or don't need. Well, unfortunately, this woman passed away, and the hospital crew didn't know what to do. So, because they knew the family was going to be coming to pick her up and to see her. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she passed away, and they propped her up in bed and made her look as good as possible. And they said, maybe the family won't notice that she's dead. So the family came in, and they said, gee, she doesn't look that good. Maybe because she had passed away 2 hours before. She'd been sitting there for 2 hours. You know, and now, of course, there's a big lawsuit. When my father-in-law passed away at Good Samaritan Hospital on Long Island, apparently no one checked on him for hours and hours, and he had been deceased for quite a long time. And no one, of course, called us because they didn't know he had passed. And they may or may not have called us in any case. So my husband and I walk in, and we're bringing Dad some goodies or things that he might like. I had a really bad feeling about this, I have to tell you. I said to my husband, maybe something's not right. And Jack said, no, I'm sure it'll be fine. So we go in, and he is absolutely deceased, gone. And he was in like the latter stages, like you're already turning black kind of thing. So I actually had not gone in. I knew something was really bad. So I just went and called the nurse, and I said, my husband is with his deceased dad, and no one called him. I think you better go check on the two of them. You know, I would think that there would be monitors and things hooked up to people. So you take your last breath and it flatlines, and someone would notice in a hospital, but apparently not always. That wasn't even a nursing home, it was a hospital. Okay, here's a question. Hi, Joyce. Is homeschooling a good idea? For most people, it's not a good idea. I mean, I'm a very intellectual person. I like to learn. I like to share, as you know, if you've been with me for a while. But I'll tell you honestly, my children, if I had homeschooled my children, they would have been watching television in about 10 minutes because we all would have gotten on each other's nerves. They would have been annoyed with me. And if I tried to teach them something, they would say, no, we're not interested. And that was the end of homeschooling. So what I would suggest is, because most schools are forcing you to vaccinate your children, that's the first thing I have a problem with. The second thing is the quality of education. The third thing is the way teachers are dressing. In many cases, they're wearing mini skirts that are very, very short. Of course, the children in school are competing with the teachers and trying to wear even shorter skirts, and in some cases, no underwear. You know, that's not what I had. I had a teacher in the second grade whose name was Miss Berg, B-E-R-G. Every day, okay, I admit it was a while ago, every day she came in with a navy blue suit, little tiny high heels, like about half inch high, stockings, and a lace blouse, a white lace blouse, her hair in a little bun, okay, and glasses. That's how a school teacher should look. She was great. So I asked my guys, I said, what is her closet like? Does she ever go out on a date or do anything? And they said, my guys are so funny. They said to me, she has about 30 navy blue identical suits, all the same. She does not wear the same suit every day. I love that woman because, you know what, she had a big ruler and she smashed it down on desks and in some cases kids' heads. And she said, this is a lesson for today. Pay attention. And everyone sat up straight and we all paid attention. That was Miss Berg. Love that woman. We all learned. Okay. Second story of the week. Oh, my God. Oh, in Texas. Well, Texas has a, they should be a separate country of their own. In Texas, there was a Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru burger place. We all know Jack-in-the-Box. And the employee shot a drive-thru customer who complained about missing French fries. Her fries were missing. So the Jack-in-the-Box employee took her gun and leaned out the window and shot the customer. Fortunately, she was a bad shot. She probably missed the customer. But you don't shoot someone because they say, where are my fries? I mean, that's simply not right. That's not right. You don't do that. Joyce, who killed JonBenet Ramsey? Well, I said this right from the start because I asked my guides, and they told me that it was the brother, and the parents covered up for him. But the brother was kind of a bad boy. And is he going to get away with it? Probably. I feel very bad for Mrs. Ramsey, especially, because she tried very hard. She lost a daughter. She knew her son was guilty. Then she had breast cancer, and then she passed away. And the whole time, Mr. Ramsey is just doing the best he can to make the best of a really terrible situation. I got married again. Okay, I saw the Barbie movie. Somebody asked me to go to see it and tell them what I thought. I thought it was terrible. And as far as hidden messages and all of that, oh, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I have no idea. It was just a bad movie. And what really hurts is that it's considered to be one of the best movies of the year. That's crazy. That is crazy. It's just a nonsensical movie. There was no... I'll say this for it. It was a statement about what our society is currently going through, which is nonsense. It's a lot of garbage. A lot of stuff that shouldn't be happening. And that's what Barbie's about. And Ken and the whole thing. It was just like, it's for a two-year-old, really. I'm probably insulting two-year-olds. I'm sorry. Okay, then we have the situation. Joyce, what about the soldier in North Korea who's being expelled? A U.S. soldier is being expelled from North Korea. North Korea doesn't want him. Can you imagine North Korea not wanting someone? They have borders, and they'll kill you if you even think about leaving. So they really want you to stay in there. So for them to throw the U.S. soldier out, you have to say, this is crazy. So they're sending him back to the United States, and they're going to try to quote-unquote, evaluate him. Whatever happened to the good old days of going AWOL? You know, it's like if you went AWOL, you were, you know, away without leave. That's when you get tired of being in the service. You decide you're going to go home to your mother. That's called AWOL. And those people were allowed to be shot or imprisoned, like, forever. So this guy went to North Korea. I think he just wanted an adventure. Well, you don't go to North Korea for an adventure because North Korea is terrible. They don't have enough food. They don't have you're not allowed to take pictures. That in and of itself is suspicious. If you're running a good country and you have good things going on, you know, you don't hide it. Well, you're not allowed to take pictures in North Korea. Well, some pictures were taken secretly, and that was very dangerous. And they were released on the web, and I saw them, and they were terrible because it shows starvation. It shows what the people are going through and how they, even little children, have to work 7 days a week from early in the morning to late at night, and they are fed scraps of food. It's really, really terrible. They're not given enough to eat, enough to drink. They have virtually no water given to them, and adults don't work hard enough. They're just killed. That's it. They have certain standards. If you don't, like if your back is hurting and you have a little lumbago, that's a word nobody has used like in a long time. You have a little backache, they shoot you. Okay. That's just awful. That's just beyond unbelievable. Is Trump's wealth inflated? And should he go to jail for that? Yes, Trump's inflated his wealth to make him look bigger and better than he is. That's why he paints everything gold, so you'll be impressed. But that's no reason. I mean, he has the right. That's legal, right? He has the right to do that. So his New York license isn't going to be revoked. I don't even know what that means. I don't care. Don't even confuse yourself with it because it's another political move. Joyce, what about mRNA being injected into meat? Huh? Oh! Yes, I heard about that. mRNA to alter our genetic structure. Well, I would say raise your own chickens if you want meat. Yeah, everything is being altered. There's no question about it. So you have to get it from a reliable source or if it says organic, you know, try to find out what you're really eating. And have you heard about this new, I know you've heard about it, the new artificial meat, fake meat. So I saw somebody eating it, and they said, yummy, this is good. I said, no, try eating it without the pickles, without the ketchup, without the mustard, without the bun, without the lettuce, without the tomato. And it was pretty darn disgusting. It's made, meat is made of, artificial meat is made basically of soy, which men should not have because it causes a lack of sexual impotence. It causes sexual impotency. I almost stumbled over that word. Why, Josh? men should not have soy products. Women, you know, can probably get away with a little bit more, but soy is not good. And it's mostly what is injected into so much of what vegetarians are eating. And they say, gee, I don't feel so great. Don't eat fake meat. I saw how chopped meat is made. Oh, I will never eat chopped meat again. It's so disgusting. The stuff they throw into chopped meat, and then they throw coloring so you don't notice how bad it is. I don't know. Get it from a reliable source. I would not advise chopped meat at all. Okay. How many books did I write? Actually, I wrote 10 books. One book was published twice. Colon All Angels was republished by Adams Media. And then it came out in soft cover. So I count that as 2 books because I made some changes. Actually, my latest book is the 11th book, is The Joy of Miracles. And that's published by Amazon. That's my first foray into Amazon publishing. And let me tell you, Amazon is terrific. My book was out in 2 weeks, The Joy of Miracles, and nobody changed anything. All right, they left half of it off. All right, that's true. A lot of it was accidentally deleted, but it was out. So The Joy of Miracles has most of what I wrote, and it's pretty darn okay because it got in some of my favorite things, like about how I went to the Godhead and things like that that you need to read, and my experiences with a lot of celebrities, like Oprah, people like that. Okay. Oprah, what's the story with Oprah? Did she go off the deep end? No, I think that actually she's asking for money. Giving any? Did you cause this whole situation? That remains unanswered. But the question is, how much money did she actually donate? And what's really being done to these pathetic, horrible, terrible, awful people who are suffering in Maui and living in makeshift tents and living, they've lost everything. Come on. Unbelievable. Unbelievable situation. And you know what? There's a whole theory. It's just such a conspiracy theory. And I love it. You know, I have to read about this stuff. The homes that had blue, B-L-U-E, roofs or were painted blue were untouched. And I said, oh, please, Joyce, don't believe that. So I looked at videos, and it really is true, around the blue roofs. Okay, I did not make that up. Check it yourself. My guide said it's true. Okay. Okay. I can't even make that out. Okay. To lose weight. To lose weight, yes, okay. Jean is asking how to lose weight. She says she goes to the gym every day, she exercises, she walks, keeps the calories down. Okay, you should actually count your calories as well and try to keep your calories down. I find if I go over 1,200 calories a day, I gain weight or my weight stays the same. I had a doctor tell me once, if you want to lose weight, go down to 500 calories. He's sitting there He's sitting there eating pie. He's telling me to go down. He was right. 500 calories. That's the only way I lost weight, which is so low. It's like eating nothing. I don't have juice. Juice is the worst offender of all. Oh, my goodness. If you have orange juice in the morning, forget it. You've shot in your quarter of the day for carbohydrate grams. If you want a reading, I'm at JoyceKeller.com. Or you can go to my website. On my email address, JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com. What about cheap burgers at McDonald's, Burger Day? I wouldn't do it. I don't know what's in those burgers. I don't know. Can you trust them? They all had Burger Days and like burgers for pennies, 5 cents. Look, I love you guys. Thank you all for being with me and all these years that we've been on Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate it. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless us and keep us. Done.